It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. Moffy in the morning and tops around about 21 degrees. Heading into the long weekend, double demerit points, of course. Just keep that in mind. Across the weekend, it's going to be interesting on the water as well. We've got large and powerful surf conditions. Talking about the water, let's go now to Darren Wood from Mido to have a chat about the boat ramp. Darren, g'day.
G'day, Moffy. Thanks for having me today.
Look, we put in a request to have a chat to you a couple of weeks ago because I had... a couple of people come to me and say, Moffy, we've been told certain stuff, like a dredge is coming and this is happening and that's happening and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, it's time that we probably do have a chat and an update on the boat ramp. We've got that dredge there. We spoke to Gurmesh Singh during the week. He was a bit confused because he thought it was going to be a bigger dredge coming up, and then he told us that this one was just to basically be able to keep the ramp open during the school holidays.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been speaking to Gurmesh, and that is correct. We do have the dredge there just to get this school holiday period across the line. We wanted to make sure that the ramp was usable and safe for everyone over the long weekend and the school holiday. So we've got this dredge in place at the moment, which will finish up on Saturday. So tomorrow will be its last day, and then we'll have the boat ramp available for all the boat users over the long weekend and the school holidays. But what we have planned is we have a small vessel-style dredge, which will be coming at the end of October, and that will be doing maintenance dredging through that channel area so boats can still get in and out of the ramp without difficulty, and that will start at the end of October, and we'll be using that periodically to keep the boat ramp open whilst we work through solutions for long-term goals to make sure it's safe for all boaters all the time.
Darren, have we determined yet the reason for the sand build-up? Is it the wall, and are we at a point now where we can say, yep, that's what is causing it?
Well, we've had expert report come in. We've only just received that, so we're making our way through that to see what all the final options are. But we can say that sand has been coming across from the eastern side, from out at sea, for the whole time since Coffs Harbour's been there. As we know, the sand builds up in all of Coffs Harbour, and that sand does come in, and it focuses on the wall coming from the east. But we've also understand that the sand also comes from Jetty Beach, and it moves out towards the wall as well. So we know now exactly why the sand is moving and where it's moving and how the swell works in that area. And now we've got that good data, we can actually work on real solutions for the boat ramp.
Have we buggered up by putting that wall, the groin, longer?
No, I don't think that it's the wall being longer is, you know, the wall does serve its purpose. The purpose of the wall is to make sure the waves don't break into the entrance of the cut of the area where people launch their boats from, so to speak. So it is doing its job. It is doing that quite well. It has removed that risk of waves breaking right up into the boat ramp, and we're very aware of that, and it's doing that job very well. But the issue is now for us is to make sure that we can set it up so the sand doesn't fill in the area at the entrance. So we're working on that now with our experts, and we have a couple of good feasibility ideas, and we're going to work through those.
With this project, it has been a debacle when it comes to the sand build-up and everything like this. I would have thought experts would have been able to initially say, hey, this is what's going to happen. Isn't that their job?
Well, they do tell us where sand will move, and obviously it's a marine environment. It's unlike the land where sand moves where it moves for different reasons. Some can be swell, some can be weather, some can be the waves just change their action. So every time, you know, us people move something in the marine environment, it reacts. So unfortunately, the sand is the issue in this one. We're working through it. We've got it sorted for the waves, which is really good, which was the main goal at the start for the community. That's good. Navigation is good for the waves. So now we've just got to get this right for the actual sand. And we've got some good ideas for that sand. And one of those ideas is we're looking at a feasibility at the moment for a sand shifting system to pump the sand out continually, be able to turn it on and off whenever we want, and be able to move that sand north to other areas that need the sand as opposed to Coffs Harbour.
The project is what, $14 million or whatever was put aside for it. One of the big questions I've constantly been copping from people is, of that money, how much of that has had to go into going back over and over again to get sand out of that area?
Well, the funding for the sand is separate, so we've been able to secure the funding to work on the long-term sand issues in Coffs Harbour. So the money for the stage one and stage two, stage one was building the wall, is covered and delivered and finished, and stage two is the amenities and the car parking area, which is about to be started up around that October, November. So financially, it's fine. You can be rest assured that money is being spent wisely and within budgets for the area, and the funds that we need to try and address the sand issue for Coffs Harbour and Coffs Harbour, all of Coffs Harbour. That issue of sand, which has been building up in there for forever, is something we're working on right now, and we have the funds to do that.
It's still money that may not have had to have been spent, though.
Well, Coffs Harbour always has to be dredged, so the whole harbour itself receives sand from the ocean, and once it gets in there, it can't get out. So regardless of whether we're collecting it from around the boat ramp or we have to collect it elsewhere within Coffs Harbour, it still has to be done. So that's why the money will be well spent, because we're looking at solutions which may fix Coffs Harbour's sand issue forever. That's been ongoing for, as you know, a number of years.
The council wrote, I think, to the New South Wales government about dredging the entire harbour. Is that something that's on the cards, and is that something that can also help as well?
Yeah, well, we're looking at dredging the entire harbour. That's on our list of solutions. But at the moment, what we'll do is we'll concentrate on a sand shifting feasibility study, which is the ability to pump sand via pipe out of Coffs Harbour and pump it to wherever we want to pump it, north or south or out to sea. So what we're doing is we're looking at the ability to do that. And if we can get that to work, if we can trial that and that works, then we'll create a solution which not only fixes the boat ramp, but we may be able to create a solution which fixes the entire harbour. So therefore, we won't have to have those large dredging campaigns as frequently. And therefore, long term, we may be saving the community money by having a system which continually pumps sand out of all of Coffs Harbour, and therefore we don't have to enter into large, costly dredging campaigns.
When were we looking at that kind of system, roughly?
Well, the feasibility study is underway. We've engaged a company to do that. So as soon as we get the report back from the company doing the feasibility study, we'll be able to tell you, listeners, when we're going to kick it off and get it started in a trial format.
Lovely. What's the feedback been that you've received from the community regarding the boat ramp?
Well, as we know, some parts of the community are still frustrated. But in saying that, we can use the boat ramp away from low tide. I have had reports from my teams and others that, you know, there's some, up to 80 boats on a good weekend heading in and out of there. Yes, it is frustrating that you have to time it around the low tide, but the boat ramp is still open and still usable, which is good. And we're trying to maintain that for the community, because we know how important it is for them to have that access to the sea from that location.
All right. Darren, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Buffy.
Darren Wood from Mido joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. We've got a news update on the way next.